It's yesterday, switch. I mean, there's the old one. Okay, so again, we're talking about we're in condition on Beis on Beis. Towards the bottom. The question is, so we're talking about the mitzvah of standing up for Talmud Chacham. Okay, let's say Talmud Chacham. So Talmud Chacham, the halacha is when he enters your Dalai Lamas, you have to stand up for him. Okay, when he enters your Dalai Lamas, until he goes out of your vision. Okay, until he goes out of your Mikneged Panav. Okay, fine. So the Gemara in the middle of the Braisa, which is going through different halachas about that, so it says, it's the second white line. It says, Yachol Yatzimain of Kamishla Rahu. I might think you're allowed to basically harden your eyes or close your eyes, pretend as if you didn't see him. Okay? As if you didn't see him. And then you want to stand up for him because you're pretending. Tamalomar Takum Vyaresa. This is when they say we're talking about Dart Vinezakin, Vyaresa Melkacha. You have to be a fear of God. So it says, to be a racer means Dalvar Hamasa Lev, never will be a racer. So this is something which is only God can know the difference. If you're faking it and you didn't see him, no person is going to really know whether you saw him or not. It's only God can know. So it's telling you, you have to be have a fear of God in order to keep this halacha. Okay, you have to keep this halacha, be afraid of God, realize that you saw him, bottom line is you saw him, you can't fool God, even though you fool people, and therefore you have to stand up. Okay? That's the one, right? So the Gemara, that's the Braisa. So the Gemara asks an obvious question. It says, the Gemara is on Lam Gimel Aleph, all the way in the middle of the page. Right through that, Yachal Yatzim Ekim Shalom Rau. Adu Bershiyaskin, are we talking about Rishalim? Are we talking about a guy? I might think you have Avmina that you could actually just pretend like you didn't do it, and you're violating the Lacha. The Lacha is, you see me, you have to stand up. So what do you mean you can pretend? How can you think you can pretend? This is crazy. So it says, Ella Yachal Yatzimayim Mekame Delamatye, Zman Chiyuva. Zichimat Zman Chiyuva, Lachazila. Zichimakame. So I might think, no, it means that before he gets in your Dalai Lamas, I might think, if you see him before he gets in your Dalai Lamas, I think, so you close your eyes, look the other way, and then when he gets into your Dalai Lamas, you're not going to see him, so therefore you're not going to be able to know when to stand up for him, so it's not going to be a Chiyuv. So I might think you could do that. Tamilom Bartokam Yeresa. No, so you can't do that because you have to have Yeresa Hashem. And Yiras Hashem somehow prevents you from being able to do that. So Rashi explains. He says, Rashiyaskin bid me a lumly crime, Rav Atzmeinah, Hari Avar, I'll talk about that. If you close your eyes, of course you're over in the mitzvah. So it says, Man Chiyu Rav Amosi. Atan Lavi Yeresa, Yesh Lacha Yilira Min HaYotzer, Heyadeh Machshava Secha. You should have a fear of the Creator who knows your thoughts. That you're basically looking for tricks to be able to be potter from his mitzvah. But therefore, have a fear of him and don't do that. Okay, don't do that. Rather, stand up. Don't close your eyes and stand up. Okay, that's the pshat. The problems were, we said, one of the problems is that... Marav Shach. The question is, does this trick work or does it not work? Right, and what the saying is that I might think that you can do is if you see him coming, so you close your eyes before the Hamachayev is only going to say Dalai Lama. So if I see him from far away, I don't lightly close my eyes, and this way when he gets to my Dalai Lama, so I don't even know if he's there. Who am I supposed to know? So therefore, perfect, I'm not Chayev. It's a great idea. So it says don't do that because of your race. And the question is why don't do it? What's the thing? If it's saying that really halachically that is a good advice that really works halachically, so then what do you mean be a racer? Why should I fear God? There's no chiyuv to stand up. And if you're telling me that trick doesn't work, it's a bad trick, even though you don't see him at that moment, you're still chayv to do it. So then again, you're a rasha. I would have thought that you don't have to. That you're allowed to do that? I mean, it's the same problem.
Why do I care about the limit from Russia?
Yeah, exactly. Right. If that's not a valid trick, so then you don't need to tell me very so again. So if it's a good trick, then it should work. Then why do I have to fear God? I mean, it's good. And if it's not a good trick, then it's not a good trick. And then you're back to the same problem as we're talking about Rashaan. You don't have to tell me that a guy in Russia should fear God. Right?
And there are one.
Oh, yeah. So if you wanted, we just brought in, and that if you would want to think that this is like, you could try to say this is like a philosophical limit. Thing is, really, it does work. The trick works. And really, halachically, it's fine. But the only thing is, it's telling you it's not right. It's not right philosophically, very similar. You shouldn't do that. Okay? Which you can contest. Why not? I mean, halachically, there's no chiyuv. I mean, what's wrong with it? But if that's the case, first of all, that's one problem. And also, that's the halachic, that's the limud. The limud, it wrote via Reisa, the limud here is teaching me that philosophically I shouldn't do it. That's not a halachic limud. It's a real halachic limud. And also, the Rama brings down this halacha. He brings it down with halacha in part. It's not like a davis. It's not like an agarata. He brings it down as part of the very formulation of the halachas of standing for a zakeh. He has a list of all the basic halachos, and in this list of the basic halachos, he has, how do I know that you can't close your eyes before he gets to you? Because that's very similar to the kalacha. So the Rambam's learning it as a real halachic thing. It's not just telling you a nice piece of philosophy. So it seems to be part of the, if it's just some philosophical advice or something like that, it shouldn't be at the end of the thing. You want to tell me philosophical things, I should say. Yeah, I don't think it should be in the yad altogether, but if you want to put it in the yad, it shouldn't be part of halacha beis in the formulation of the mitzvah, so it sounds like it is a halachic thing. But then again, if it's a halachic thing, then you have the same problem. I would think that you're allowed to be a rosh and to ignore the halacha. I mean, that's not a halachic method. Place when it has it, all over when you have this, it comes up a lot. I think in general it's a philosophical point. I mean, I can't say I've been through the sugyas, maybe you learn through them, it'll turn out the other way, but it would seem like whenever you read it in Rashi, it seems like it's a philosophical thing. It says, like, show us the Veda. I don't know the exact quote, but it says, you're not allowed to pretend like you didn't see it. So it says, because Moshe Olev. Does that mean I really have a Avmina that you're allowed to pretend like you didn't see it? No, it's a philosophical thing. It's trying to steal Derech Musa. So I was telling you, this is a hard mitzvah. It lends itself to a person trying to fool people. Don't try to do it. It's difficult. But I don't think, I mean, again, you have to do those sugyas, but I mean, I don't see why that should be in the Rambam. And part of the halachas of standing up for zakeh, and that should be, it's very nice to be in a Gemara, it's very nice to be in a Rashi, on Torah. Right? I mean, they're almost telling you the halachas of the sugya here. Certain mitzvahs, basically, I mean, just like the Avreis HaMekach, I think, the Rashi explains it well on base on base, is that certain mitzvahs a person has to keep because of social reasons. Social reasons a person's going to have to keep. I mean, right, to be from.
Isn't that what this is?
Oh, that's what, saying,
what it would seem like.
No, well, it's saying is that your average mitzvah, a person's going to have to, sit in the sukkah. What do you mean they're not sitting in the sukkah? I mean, everyone's in society. It's easy, sitting outside in the sukkah. You can't not sit in the sukkah. The thing, but this happens to be a mitzvah, and it comes up, man, certain mitzvahs. This is a mitzvah which really socially you don't have to do. Because what you could do is, you could pull off a good one. Is when the guy is there, all the way, a mile away, you see him. You know, and then no one knows that you saw him. Who socially is going to tell that you saw him? So then he's going to look down, pretend like you're learning or whatever. You know, get like really into something. No one's going to know the difference, and you're going to be able to pull it off. So you're not going to have any social pressures. You can just pull off not doing this mitzvah. So that's what the Torah is saying. Yerusha lekacha. The Torah knows that this mitzvah lends itself to that kind of a thing, and therefore it points out to you. There musar. I mean, it would make sense. It points out to you. Don't fall for that. This is a similar thing by Shavuos Aveda. Shavuos Aveda is very difficult. You see a Shavuos Aveda, you have to start picking it up. I don't know, you start going through a whole ordeal. And it's very easy to just pretend like you didn't see it. Just keep walking. Just keep going, you know? But Torah says, no, you know what I mean? The way the Torah does it. It points out to you a certain mitzvah which person, the only way you're going to keep it is because you're a Hashem. Because you know, the societal pressures aren't going to lead you to doing it. You know? So that's, but that's a philosophical thing, you know? But that shouldn't be in the Braisa of I might think. See, that would have been fine. If that would have been Rashi on the Torah, it would have said it. It would have been Rashi on the Chumash saying that. That would have been beautiful. But the Braisa, the Gemara knows that the Braisa, it shouldn't bring it down that I might think. Right? The way the Gemara, the Braisa has it is, it says Yachol Yatzameno Kamishal Lo Ra'o. I might think you're allowed to do that. Tom Alomar. So it means that I really have a halacha halacha kavimina that you have to come. The pasuk has to come and teach me. I'm not allowed to do it. That's what the Gemara is going upset about. What do you mean? Are we talking about Rishon? I might think you're really, it's mutter to do that. Of course, that I'm mutter to do that. If it were just philosophy, then it's not saying I either think it's mutter. It's talking to the guy's emotions. But if it's in a brisa, it's a real halachic thing. So what kind of avmina is that? Is it, would anyone in the right mind think it's really mutter to do that? Of course not. You don't need a little limud to teach me it's also to do that.
Why, if it was a source?
No. Okay. So here's what I'm thinking. Like, this is a very similar to Jake's thing. I just want to sharpen up a little bit. Forget the Gemara. Forget the reading into the text for a little bit. I'm just going to give you two possibilities here. Okay? So you have, for instance, a chiyuv to stand up for your Rebbe. And your Rebbe chayav to stand up once you see him. Okay, what's the mechayev of standing up for your Rebbe? The Re'iyah, I guess, right? Seeing him? You see Rebbe, you have to stand up. That's all. Once you see him. Okay? Now you have the halacha by a Tal Chacham, you only have to stand up and say Da'al Ramas. Okay? So how do you understand that? Okay, how do you understand that? How do you understand that discrepancy? By your Rabbi, the Re'ir of the Machayev. So how do you understand by a Da'al Chacham? Do you say, oh, by Tal Chacham, Da'al Ramas is the Machayev? Okay, Da'al Ramas is the Machayev. Not Re'ir, that's what it sounds like, right? Not Re'ir, but Da'al Ramas. Okay? Or do you say no? Really, by Tam Chacham also Re'ir is the Machayev. Okay, Re'ir is Machayev. You see Tam Chacham, you're that gets you going. You're Chayev. Chayev to do what? To be Mahadir the Chacham. Okay, to do a Kima Sheish Vahidur, to demonstrate, to illustrate his significance. What does that entail? It means standing up for him when he's in Yidal Adams. Okay. Is the Mechayev what awakens you and what grabs you is the seeing it. But that's Mechayev you to stand to show how great he is. What does that mean? It means to stand up for him when he gets in your Da'al Ramos. So, but when are you activated in your Chiyev? When does your Chiyev come upon you? When are you bound with the Chiyev, with an obligation? When you see him. Now, in a Chanami, if he ends up never coming within your Da'al Ramos, you just simply can't do it. So you can't do it. You can't demonstrate it. It's not open to demonstration. But you don't think you're chiyuv to start running after him. There's a chiyuv like that. But the chiyuv is the mechayiv is the re'iyah, and that's mechayiv you to be waiting, to be looking, to see when he's there, and to stand up. Now you could say that's the punchline. That's the right way. Now, and you could say a raya. Arguably, a raya is, for instance, when would you say if I stand up when he's within my dalamas? When would you say I should say I could sit down? Okay, when would you say I could sit down? Okay, so
when he's in your dalamas.
Yeah, when he enters my dalamas, I have to stand up. Right now, when should you say you're allowed to sit down?
These are dalamas.
So if you say the first way that the mechayev is Da'al Ramos, so then I should sit down once he's out of my Da'al Ramos. But if you say that the re'iyah is really mechayev me to stand up, well, it's really mechayev, the re'iyah is mechayev me, but it's mechayev me to illustrate his significance, and therefore if I stood up before he gets in my Da'al Ramos, who knows what I'm doing? I'm not being mahadir. But now once he gets in my Da'al Ramos, now I'm mechayev to stand up. Right? Now that my continued standing is clearly a standing of Yidur, because it's because I stood up when he entered my Da'al Ramos, it was clear. Now when do I have a right to sit down? Well, after he's out of my sight. Because that was the very Mechayev when you saw him. So just because he's out of my Da'al Ramos, the Da'al Ramos wasn't the Mechayev, that was just the condition for when the Chiyuv came about. But now the Chiyuv is going to last until the Mechayev goes away. The Mechayev was really seeing him. So when he's out of my sight, then I Okay, you with me? Okay, so how does that do with this? So, okay, fine. So now, how does this play out here? So the thing is like this, is that the Havamina is that the Mechayev is Da'al Ramos. Okay, the Mechayev is Da'al Ramos, so he's in my Da'al Ramos. So if that's the case, so then if I see him from far away, so there's no Mechayev yet, right? So now I close my eyes, I didn't do anything, because there's no Chiyuv yet, and at this point there's no Halacha. Halacha doesn't exist, there's no mitzvah at this point. So now I close my eyes, and even though I know he's going to get within my Da'al Ramos, but I'm never going to see him within my Da'al Ramos, so it's not going to be a Mechayev. Right? And as a Mechayev, as I see him, I have to recognize him in my Da'al Ramos, not just in theory, some abstract, I have no knowledge of the thing. So basically, I'd say, so that's perfect, close my eyes, I didn't do anything wrong, so there's no Mechayev. So simply, it would be as if he never walked within my Da'al Ramos, there's no Chiyuv. Okay? I'm not Mechayev to create the chiyuv. If he's in five amos, I don't have to walk closer to him to stand up. There's no chiyuv, so it's fine. That's what I would think. Okay, kamash malon. Now I'll get to the very similar kach in a second, but kamash malon, just so the halachic part of it. Kamash malon, no, the mechayiv is really right when you see him. Okay, right when you see him, and that's the mechayiv. And it's mechayiv you to do hidur, which means stand for him when he's in yidal amos. So if that's the case, then you can't close your eyes anymore. Because right now, you're chayev to do a kima shel yidur, which means wait till he gets in your Da'al Ramos and stand up when that happens. Now, if you close your eyes, you're being lax in your chayev. Because your chayev is to right now, you're chayev to be mahadar. And that means to keep your eyes open, look and see when he's going to get there, and then do it. And you're not doing that. So you're an avarian. You're an avarian. It's a separate thing. That's part of... Just to make it clear, I mean, this, maybe this example will make it clear. So, the question is, like, we say, like, if I take a lulav on Tesvav, Tesvav Tishrei, right? So the question is, what's the mechayev? You only take it during the day, you don't take it at night. So you could have said two ways. What's the mechayev? You could say that Sukkot is the mechayev of Tesvav is the mechayev. But nighttime is really when Sukkot begins, by Yerba Voker. Oh, but so the Tesvav is the mechayev. But you only could do it bayom, because mitzvahs, all mitzvahs are bayom. Mitzvahs are bayom, tef are bayom. But the mechayev isn't, or you could have said the mechayev is yom tesvav itself, the day itself. So I would be inclined to say that the mechayev really is tesvav. But you only do it practically when the day comes about. So even though the chiyev comes about at night, it doesn't mean you have to act at this very instant. The chiyev is halachic institution, which means you have to wait till the proper time to do it. So same thing here. The mechayev is when he gets in, when you see him. Now, that once I'm endowed with the chiyev, that's mechayev me to stay vigilant and to keep my eyes open and waiting to perform it when the opportunity expresses itself. Now, if he never gets there, he turns around, so what am I going to do? That's the different question. I'm mechayev to bring about the situation. Apparently you're not mechayev to do that, but there's different. I am not allowed to avoid the situation because now I'm mechayev to do the thing. I'm ready to do it. If it's out of my control, then it disappears out of my control. It's not my problem, but I can't purposely get rid of it. Then I'm not, you're not really active in my chayev. Okay, you with me? Now the question is, so now you could ask, so what does it mean to do the rest of the kafah? Right?
Well, why aren't you Russia still?
Okay, good. Why aren't you Russia still? Okay, so the question is, so why is it, how does this have anything to do with the Rishon Lakecha, and why aren't you a Rasha still? So first of all, I'd say, it turns out you are a Rasha. At the end of the day, you are a Rasha. Now, the Havamina was that the Mechayev is Dalai Lamas. And in which case, not only would be a Rasha, it would be Mutter. That's the Havamina. The Havamina would be that it's a Mechayev. The Mechayev is Dalai Lamas. Okay? And the Maskana is no. The Mechayev is when you see him. And therefore, you would be a Rasha. You're not allowed to do it. Now, so what does the Rishon Lakecha have anything to do with it? This is the question, right? What does it do with the Rishon Lakecha? Right? So the thing is like this. The Torah says Rishon Lakecha. Now, Rishon Lakecha always means that it's Masor Lalev, and it's Kadosh Masor Lalev, you have to be vigilant, right? Now, like this. Is that, let's say again, possibility A would have been, Svara A would have been that the Mechayev is Dalamas. Svara B is the Mechayev is Riyah. Okay. Now the question is within, let's try, within either Svara, could you explain why the Torah says Vareisa Melekecha? Okay, and what I'm going to show is that if Svara A were true, it would not make any sense to say Vareisa Melekecha. It wouldn't be Masar Alev, and it wouldn't be appropriate to say this Davar Masar if Svara A were true. But if Svara B is true, then it is appropriate to say that, and therefore it proves that it must be Svara B is true. Okay, you follow the outline here? Okay. In other words, Svara A was true would mean that the Mechayev is when he enters my Dalai Lamas. Okay? He walks into my Dalai Lamas and Mechayev to stand up. Now, let me embrace him, Elgacha. I have to fear it. It's Masar Alev. It's not Masar Alev. If he walks into my Dalai Lamas, and I obviously, and see, I can't fake it. If he walks into my Dalai Lamas and I see, and I'm looking at him, obviously, I'm not going to be able to pull off tricking anyone into thinking that I didn't see him. He's right in front of my face, and what I do is put my head down the second he walks. It's not Masar Alev. But if the Mechayev were Dalai Lamas, then really I would, until he gets in Dalai Lamas, I have absolutely no obligation whatsoever. And I'd be able to put my head down totally fine. The only Mechayev is once he gets into my Dalai Lamas. So then, it doesn't make sense for the Torah to say Vareisa Melekecha, because we know, whenever the Torah says Vareisa Melekecha, it means it's the kind of mitzvah which is Masar Alev, and it lends itself to a person trying to fool people into that he didn't do it. You know, that he didn't see it. But you can't do that by Dalai Lamas, so it can't be. I mean, that's the concept of Dalai Lamas. But the Torah says Vareisa Melekecha. The Torah does say Vareisa Melekecha. So how could it be? If that's the Svara, which I guess that would be the simpler Svara, you would have thought Dalai Lamas, you think that's the Mechayev, Dalai Lamas. So then that would have been the Svara, it would have been a good Svara. But then why does it say Vareisa Melekecha? So the fact that it says Vareisa Melekecha, it must mean that the formulation is one which Vareisa Melekecha is an appropriate Divrei Musar for the Halacha. Now what then? But if you say that the Mechayev really is the Re'iyah, and the Re'iyah is Mechayev you to stand up when he gets in your Dalai Amos. Now, Re'iyah, that's something that's Masar Alev. That's Masar Alev, because who knows whether he saw him or not. That, Vareisa Melekecha, that makes sense. So, the fact that the Torah is saying Vareisa Melekecha shows you that that's not the that's the svara is not the first way, but it's the second way. So therefore, why is the Rambam bringing it down here? Because now this is teaching you the halacha. It's not just telling you that very musa v'yasin elkecha. The v'yasin elkecha is like a glay milsa, that the proper svara is that the mechayev is the second he walks into the room, and now you have to be vigilant, and you're not allowed to close your eyes. So it's really telling you the halacha, the svara in the area, and the mechayev in the area. It's just that it's the way it arrives. It is a unusual method. I mean, I don't know if I've seen something like this before. It's like an interesting method at proving its point. Like through the fact we know Yeres Meicha means this muscle alev. That's what I'm saying. Call the person muscle alev and Yeres Meicha. So that means that. So it can't be that the svara is one, which is not muscle alev. So you can deduce that it must be muscle alev. So it must be. You have to go with the other svara. So that's the method in which the Torah chose to teach you the lima, to teach you the proper structure of the mitzvah. But now, of course, it belongs to the Rambam. It belongs to the Brisa, it belongs to the Rambam. That is the structure of the mitzvah. You have to know it. And now you are going to be a Rasha. Now you are going to be a Rasha. Words, the problem wasn't Bershi. Words, the Havamina is Bershi. I mean, there's no Havamina. If Mamish is there, in the house, there's no Havamina even to say you're not a Rasha. Here, there was very good Havamina. The Havamina was you weren't a Rasha. And that's what it's teaching you that really it is a Rasha. And now, if you did it, in the you would be a Rasha. And that's why I don't think Rashi. I mean, Rashi says it because you're looking for tachfulos to get out of the mitzvah. I think he's just showing you what it means. It means like you're looking for a trick to get out of it, but it doesn't mean you're really legitimately getting out of the mitzvah. It just means that you're trying to, like what he said before earlier. You're trying to trick people into thinking that you didn't see him. So that's what Rashi says. He's showing you that's what Rashi means. That's what it references. So since that's what it references, therefore that's the proper. Therefore, you could deduce what the halakhic formulation is here.
It could be.
Yeah, I want to think about Rashi. I'm not sure. Maybe Rashi is saying philosophical. Because according to it shouldn't say it the way Rashi is saying it. Yeshlecha, it shouldn't say that you should be afraid that, Hashem, that you're trying to, who knows that you're trying to sneak out of the mitzvah. It should say, I mean, that is true. That's what V'yaresa does mean, though. It just saying, but that's not the limud. That's not why it's a limud. I don't think about it. I'm not sure. It could be. I'm not sure. I mean, there's nothing wrong saying going to Rashi. It is a philosophy. I mean, the Rambam, the way he brought it down, is teaching you the halacha. I want to think about it. I'm not sure. That's a good point. I want to look at it over again. Quickly, let's just present the thing for next time. Okay. So it's just the problem for next time. So the Gemara back on. Back to the Lambez and Bez. It says Rav Shimon ben Elazar, a third wide line. It says. It's basically part of the advice. How do I know that a Zaken shouldn't be matriach, the people to stand up? You might think a Zaken should. It's a mitzvah. People be matriach to be able to stand up. Why not? It says, Talmud Lomar, Zaken v'yaresa. You say we're talking about Dr. Panay, Zaken v'yaresa. So the Yira is going on the Zaken. That the Zaken himself has to have a Yiras Hashem. Okay, the Zaken himself has to have a Yiras Hashem. I think there's a Rashi here. Rashi, Shalom. Yatriach. Okay, and Yachol Lelech Derachers Lo Yamar Sivonos. How do I know that if he could go on a different road, he should go the other way, so not to be Matriach the Sivor? Tamal Zaken Reisa Lachi Sel Reisa Zaken Lomar Shafa Zaken Yer. Even the Zaken should be afraid. And the Shavu Yer Hashem. And if you look back on Lama Gimel Amar Aleph, it says Rishon Lazim Ryan Zav Shachil Reisa Amar Abaye. So two dots towards the bottom. Naktinon Di Imakev Chaye. Says that if he goes around, chaye means I think Rashi says, I'll have a richas yamen. Okay, so by the way, should the Zaken go around or should he not? It's teaching that he should. What's Amaskana? It says, not that if you do, it will be chaye. Means he'll have a Rashi says. If he goes all the way around, chaye, marach yam. Elita richas yam. If the Zaken does a richas yam, what does that mean? He says Abaye Makif or Zera Makif. Okay, these guys did Ravina Vyasiv Kamed Rav Yermi Medifti. Okay, there's a different point. Okay, so question, what's his idea? Look at the Rambam. So the Rambam, the way the Rambam writes is interesting. Look at the Rambam, this halacha also. But what's this whole idea of the Zaken? Well, you say, why should he do that? Why not? I mean, look, it's a mitzvah. Why should he go around? You know, he's removing, taking away a mitzvah from the people. Okay, so that's what the that should get us. It would be an example if you let's say it comes by Kriya Shema and it's the Chiyuv of Kriya Shema and you go to sleep 5 minutes before that. You say, well, time the Zman runs out, so I'm already sleeping, so it's not honest. That's not honest. you can't go to sleep and just throw away your anus. It's a little bit different here because you can't actually stand up yet. But the point is that you're endowed with the chiyuv. And once you have a chiyuv, you can't just remove yourself from the thing. You have to be ready. You have to be ready to do it. And if you put yourself in a situation where you're ignoring it and causing it not to come to fruition, then you're a bit lassay. You're not allowed to do that.